Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Zingari. When I'm asked to judge a cooking contest, I have to think about it because you're not sure what you might be asked to eat. But when it's an apple pie contest, how could anyone refuse? Melissa Passanen wrote about apple pie contests for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, and she's here to tell us all about apple pies. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Rick.
How many apple pie contests have you judged?
You know, you really made me start thinking, and I'm not sure, a handful. And they are a fun thing to judge, although they get a little repetitive, I gotta say. But yeah, I did one at Shelburne Orchards a couple of years, different years. I think you've probably done that one too, right?
No, the only one I've done was the Floating Bridge Food and Farm Co-op.
Down in Brookfield once.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does make a good apple pie?
Well, like anything, of course, people have different perspectives on this. I am very picky, though, and I have my own perspective. And I think, I mean, clearly you have to be tasting and caring about both the crust and the filling. I really like my crust to taste like something and also be flaky and tender, which means that I usually like a crust that at least has some butter in it, because the shortening ones, while they're often beautifully tender and flaky, don't taste like a whole lot to me. And then the filling, you know, there are people who like their apple pie to be almost applesaucy, and people who like it to be more resistant with chunks. I'm more to the latter. But it's really to personal taste. I also have a beef with people who put too much cinnamon in it, because I think that can taste sort of metallic. So I'm a little picky about that, too. So there, everyone is warned.
You visited a young pie contest winner in Cabot. Tell us about what you learned from her.
This young woman was so impressive. Adelie Tebbets, she's a fifth grader. She's 10 years old, and she lives in Cabot, and she won a blue ribbon for the Cabot Historical Society's annual apple pie contest. And I saw a photo of this pie go by on social media, and I thought, I've got to talk to that young lady. So I traveled down there, and she recreated it for me and chatted with me. There's deep family pie tradition in her family. On her dad's side, there are farmers from way back in Cabot. You know, as her mom, Vicky, said, it's like a pie for breakfast family. And Adelie's winning recipe, however, was not an heirloom recipe. When I asked her where she got it from, she looked at me like, well, I use the internet, duh. And I thought, yeah, well, that's the young people for us. And it had Cabot cheddar in the crust. So she's also very smart, since she knows to play to her audience. Cabot Historical Society contest. Well, of course, put Cabot cheddar in it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Zingari. With me is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about judging apple pies. Melissa, tell us about an apple pie baking contest that you recently participated in.
Well, I was a judge, but then so was everyone else there. So this was the 7th annual Pie Club apple pie contest, hosted in South Burlington at the home of Cindy and Ken Freeman. And they actually happen to own Vermont Rolling Pins, which are these beautiful hardwood made rolling pins that Ken actually makes right there. And it really started as like a marketing thing. She started this pie club, and every month she thought, I'll get people together and we'll do something with rolling pins. But the apple pie contest has become like a big deal. When I was there, there were even two pies sent from Texas to compete. So that was really fun, and we all participated. There were about 10 people there, and it's blindfolded. Somebody else feeds you, so there's no chance that you've seen or know whose pie is whose. It was very, very serious.
Wow.
It was also very, very fun, though.
And the winning entry?
Well, so here again, I realized I had a theme when I started writing the story for the Free Press, that it was actually Ken and Cindy's son, Dylan, 26, who's not like an expert pie guy, but he said it was so cute. He goes, hey, I enter it because it means a lot to my mom. So every year he makes a pie. And so he won first place. And then third place went to another young person, Ariana Britt, also from South Burlington, who was 12 at the time and has turned 13 since, and to echo what Adelie told me when I said, what happened? How did you figure this out? She said, I Googled award-winning pie recipe. And then she said, and I put a lot of love into it.
Was there anything special in that pie?
Well, so it was really interesting. There were different, each of them had different techniques, of course, slightly different crusts. As I mentioned, Adelie had the Cabot cheddar in her crust, which you wouldn't have like tasted it and known there was cheddar in it. It just had a really nice savory flavor. And then the other two crusts were pretty straightforward. Ariana's was all butter. I remember that, and nice and tender. And then I asked them about the apples. And for both Adelie and for Ariana, it was kind of what was around. Adelie's family picks apples at Burt's Apple Orchard, this really small, nice orchard in Cabot, family owned. And she said it was, I don't even know what it is, but she chunks her apples. She doesn't slice them. And I actually really like that. I had never done that before. And since then, I've made a couple pies and chunked my apples rather than slice them. And I think Adelie's on to something there. And Dylan actually used an apple that I would never have used for apple pie, but shows you what I know. He used Honeycrisp, which is like a super popular eating apple these right. days, a very juicy, sweet apple. But I would have thought it would be too juicy for a pie. He said he sliced them up and let them drain a little bit after he added the sugar. And so he didn't put all the juice in. And it was a very good pie.
Nice call. And any advice to those entering one of these contests?
I think that the power of the youth just shows you that we think we know everything. You know, we think the grandmother, no, we don't think, I mean, we don't all think we know everything, but you know, that the heirloom grandmother recipe is the best thing. But I kind of think, as with many things in life, just come at it with an open mind. You know, these young people didn't come attached to anything specific. The second place pie at the contest in South Burlington was based on an old family recipe. But even that one, the woman who made it, Judy Gilmartin, mentioned that it had something new in it that her 28-year-old daughter had suggested. So her daughter Alicia had suggested that she use a quarter cup of very cold orange juice instead of the ice water that people usually use. Like, who would have thought? And it was definitely the best crust of all of them. And I think the acidity in the orange juice probably helped tenderize the crust. Some people put vinegar in their pie crust for the same reason. And yet you didn't really taste, or you didn't taste at all, any orange. So I think just keeping your mind open and enjoying it, that's really, to me, the secret of all cooking.
Brilliant advice. Melissa Passanen, thanks so much for joining us at the BPR Cafe.
As always, delicious to be here, Rick.